That's awesome.
That's awesome.
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 Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome. That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, brother?
Welcome to That's Awesome, everybody. Ooh. Your go-to podcast for all your sports news and commentary.
Is it going to be sports today?
I know that's why you all listen to us, so you can get our hot takes on football and basketball and all the other sports ball that everybody loves.
That's right. There's plenty of ladies out there who watch football, brother.
That's true.
So, I'm telling you right now.
Speaking of football, I'm a pretty happy fellow today.
You should be happy today.
Well, I don't mean to be ungrateful, but it is gotten to the point now where it is not a, like, I feel like when people's team wins the Super Bowl, they're like, I was here, I remember this, it is one of those things that you remember for, you know, it's a lifelong memory. It's a cherished memory. For me, I can tell you where I was for a few Super Bowls, maybe the first Red Sox World Series championship, maybe the Celtics 2008 championship, and maybe not the Bruins championship. I'm just running out of headspace for the memories for all these championships.
Forget your baseball and basketball, whatever, okay? Let's just talk about the game. Because here's the problem.
Oh no, there's a problem? The Patriots won. There was no problem.
The problem is that I'm not really a New England Patriots fan, right? So I'm not biased. I don't really care about the Patriots or not.
Okay.
So let me just preface it with that. I didn't have a dog in the fight. After watching Tom vs. Time, the documentary,
right,
2 years ago on Facebook, I had a new level of respect, yes, for Tom Brady.
Sure.
Okay. So that being said, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing him win again. Okay.
Yes.
So there's a whole bunch of problems that I have with the game besides the Patriots winning. Okay. So the Patriots won, and you can let me talk for you because you saying this being a Patriots fan doesn't really sound fair.
Makes me like a jerk.
No, you're just a homer and that's fine. And you won six, blah, blah, blah. But listen, here's the thing.
Teach me something, Steve.
There's a lot of haters out there. So there's a few issues we have.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, great. God bless LA Rams. Fine. They probably shouldn't have been in the game anyway. Okay.
Oh, right. So from the Saints game. Yeah, sure.
Saints call. So we could just say that now. Okay, and I called that. I said if Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson don't have a great day running, the game's over.
Sure.
You cannot put the pressure on Jared Goff
poor
to make
Jared.
Plays.
Yeah,
was not going to happen. Okay,
sure.
And then the fact that the Patriots fans outnumbered the fair-weathered West Coast fans in Atlanta when it sounds like a home game for the Patriots is an utter disgrace for the West Coast. It's a disgrace.
Yeah,
okay?
I understand. Their team left for a long time. Like, I understand maybe them losing some enthusiasm and not. And you had a gap of maybe fans from, like, you know, younger fans that might have the energy to travel. And you know, they may have lost that group, right? Because they were gone for, what, 15
not
years?
Not a group. 15, Bradford, you know this. It's the West Coast fans. It's the West Coast mentality of it's like the USC fans here in L.A. If they're not winning, they don't go to the game. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's fair weather fans. We know that. It's not a knock. It is what it is. There's too many things, too many great things to do in California to be worried about sitting home watching football all day and living it 24/7. In Cleveland, Ohio, you had the Buckeyes and you had the Browns.
Wait, but New York City, there's so many things to do in New York City.
Right. Well, it's East Coast. It's East Coast mentality, I think.
Well, that's true, too. But, so, you know, New York fans are avid and will travel. But I understand.
Okay. So let's just put this out there. Tom Brady's the best ever.
Yes.
Don't even bring up anybody else anymore. Okay. I know Joe Montana. I'm a huge Joe Montana fan. It's not even in the conversation anymore. It's over with. Don't argue with me.
I won't.
At all.
I shan't.
Talking about people who come up and are going to say something, because I had a few fellas say something on Friday before the Super Bowl. They said, oh, Joe Montana. I said, stop now.
Stop it.
Six out of nine Super Bowls. Quit talking. It's Tom Brady, and that's it, and there's nobody else. So just stop. Talk about the other guys. Clump them all together, the one, the twoers, the threeers, the fours, whatever.
Sure.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. You cannot dispute it,
I
and
love
that's
this.
It.
This is making me so happy.
So that's it. Because I'm tired of people hating on somebody who's successful, and the guy works his ass off. So there. That's it. He works harder than anybody else in the NFL. He has six Super Bowls. What else do you want?
It was not a pretty game, I will say that. So tell me, where did you watch it?
I was at home. My father-in-law came over, had some family over, and we were just sitting there, you know, kind of watching the game. And my son was at his friend's Super Bowl party, which was great for the kids.
Fun. Yeah.
But I actually got to watch the game, and I got to tell you, I wasn't disappointed that it wasn't a high-scoring game.
Really? You liked the low-scoring defensive, like, back and forth?
I was just kind of so intrigued. I was, like, so interested in how, because usually both are pretty high powered offenses. So,
I mean, yes,
I was interested to see, I wanted to see how the Patriots were going to shut the Rams down. They had a great scheme. Yeah. And dude, two of those plays in the end zone where the safety ran over last minute and broke up those passes.
I know. McCourties. Yeah.
Good gosh. It was just I thought it was so fun to watch the defensive game.
Well, yeah, when Patrick Chung went down, I got a little nervous. But then and that was Goff. He missed that guy in the end zone. That guy was Brandon Cooks was free and clear.
Dude, it was great because Goff was like, "Oh my gosh, this guy's so wide open."
Woo-hoo!
And
oh,
and he tried to throw the ball fast, and there was like a little bit of a wounded duck.
Yeah.
And that gave McCourty his speed is ridiculous, by the way.
Amazing.
And he closed the gap on that, and it was just it was amazing to watch. So
timing was perfect. It was amazing. Yeah,
the defense was great. I thought it was awesome to watch the strategy, you know, and listen to Tony Romo. So
Tony Romo was great. Some people thought like the Super Bowl the highest. I had read somewhere that the highest stakes for the Super Bowl were actually for Tony Romo. Because Tom Brady didn't have stakes. Jared Goff will hopefully, you know, for probably be there again. You know, no one expected a lot out of him. But Tony Romo, like, this was his biggest opportunity, and he's kind of known for predicting plays.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So if he had if he didn't do that in this game, people would be disappointed. If he did it and got it wrong, people would be disappointed. Right. But I thought he did great.
He did amazing. It was great. So I didn't mind that it was a defensive game at all. Like, at all.
I didn't watch the halftime show, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Did.
Adam Levine took his shirt off or something, and that was great?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he's tatted up. That's for sure.
Yeah. Did your kids like it? I mean, was it entertaining?
I don't know. I'm not sure look, I love Adam Levine. So, you know, I just think he's a great guy. I've heard nothing but really, really, really nice things about the guy and just a really cool dude. But I don't think they were sure on what they were doing.
Oh, okay.
Like what it was.
Interesting, sure.
You know what I mean? You got Travis Scott, you got Big Boy with Adam Levine. It was just kind of a weird mix.
Maybe trying to appeal to too many people.
I just don't know. I just don't think they had a clear plan on what exactly they were doing.
Who would be your ideal Super Bowl performer? If you were planning the show, who would you invite?
I mean, I'd probably just stick to the, you know, like Aerosmith or, you know, now watching Bohemian Rhapsody, I'd bring Queen back with Adam Lambert.
That'd be awesome.
That would have been awesome. So that's kind of what
That would have been great timing too. That would have been smart.
Wouldn't it have been?
Yeah.
That would have been sweet. Yeah. So yeah, I saw that. Did you see the movie?
No, I have it. We have screeners that we haven't watched yet.
Oh yeah. 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 Cool.
Is it great?
It did a great job. It was a good movie. Yeah. But that's who I don't know, man. You can never go wrong with, like, Kiss or something.
That's true. Yeah, so we were at, you know, we're in our new house, and it's in a community of sorts, and there's a clubhouse. And so it was the perfect place for me to enjoy the game, for the kids to be able to have other kids around to play with. The community playground's right outside. There's some outdoor space within the clubhouse area that's closed off, so you could see them outside the windows. And it was, you know, we live in this community now where we have kids knocking on our door, asking our kids to play. It's the most, I never thought living in New York or LA or anywhere. And I grew up in a rural place where neighbors were too far apart for that. You know, no one came up to your door and knocked because you lived in the woods. So this just feels so idyllic, so, and just nothing that I could have imagined we'd ever have. And so we're all part of, like, it's like someone described it as like living at a resort.
Yeah.
Because everyone's out there looking to meet people and hang out. And I can't wait till the summer starts because there's this great pool and everyone brings dinner over. Like, anyway, but this was a great place to watch the game because
so cool.
Big TV and, you know, everyone brought food and drinks. And it was, you know, it's so much fun for the kids just to hang out with the neighborhood kids. And it was, and you have so many, you know, other people looking out for your kids too. So, you know, there's so many good eyes on the kids. And so, It was great, but during intermission, God, I'm such a theater geek. God. During halftime, it was the time that I told the kids that they could go out to the playground, which was beyond the fence. I was like, I'll go out and be the playground parent so that all the kids can actually play on the play structure. And then once the second half starts, we'll all come back in again. So I missed the halftime show.
Did you have a beverage with you?
Oh, hell yes, I did. What'd you
have yesterday?
Well, I had a six pack of Sierra Nevada Nooner, which is a Pilsner. I tried to go a little bit lighter yesterday because Saturday night, I was over. We have some friends that live up here in Sacramento that do the same. The dad is a guy named Kevin. He's on Lethal Weapon, and his wife is a doctor here at UC Davis. And we got introduced to them, and we just have a lot in common with them. And so we hung out with them Saturday, and we drank some wine.
Sweet, to say the least.
And so I wanted to go a little bit lighter yesterday, and so I got a lighter beer with, you know, less content, if you will. But did you have some? Was it Coors Light Day for you, or you?
I did not have any.
Wow.
I'm dry. I'm dry right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Whatever you like. Whatever you
That's
like.
That's right. That's right, buddy.
I'm sopping wet.
That's right.
But it was a great day. Kira,
it was a good day, man.
Yeah, Kira couldn't join us. She was at a theater festival, and her school won the gold for their one-act play,
yeah,
so that
buddy.
Was awesome. But cool. Speaking of the Super Bowl, there was a great story that an awesome story, if you will. That I saw a local man in Atlanta, 15-year Navy vet, successful business owner. He was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, brain cancer, a terminal brain cancer.
Gosh.
And he'd always wanted to go to the Super Bowl. So his 23-year-old son started a GoFundMe page, which, I mean, that seems to be the thing to do. Anyway, so his colleagues from the military and his company reached out. The NFL extended some support. And
awesome.
And then a stranger from Atlanta who owns a transportation company called and said, you know, I can't just take you and your dad, but I'll take your whole family. So he invited the guy, his wife, their four children to sit with him in their suite.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah. So cool.
It is so cool.
I know the thing about sports brings people together. It brings out sometimes the worst in people.
Right,
but
right.
There is something, I don't know, that it is, you hear a lot of great stories coming out of sports about the generosity of fellow fans or, you know, there's a lot of, since people have such close ties to their teams, there's opportunities for people that have had long-term wishes to be a part of something. I love sports.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, and a lot of those, obviously a ton of those NFL players give back also, you know.
Absolutely.
Which is great, but it's always great to hear a story like that, and that's awesome. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that is awesome.
We are proud FabFitFun partners. So
yeah, buddy.
With the cold weather that everyone seems to be having, not so much in California, but everywhere else, I'm sure everyone is thinking about spring. But when I think of the changing of the seasons, what do I think of, or what more importantly does my wife think of? A what? New Fab Fit Fun box is on the way, right?
That's right.
But in the meantime, though, the Winter Editor's Box is still available, but it won't be for long because they always sell out.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size fitness,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
Fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200 or more,
that's
in my opinion.
That is crazy. I don't know how they do that, but I'm so grateful that they do.
I know, right? We're getting the good end of that one.
Yeah.
Use coupon AWESOME10. AWESOME10, just like it sounds. AWESOME10 for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com.
Yeah, warm up from that cold weather with things like a knit throw from Mark and Graham. Pamper yourself with an exfoliating scrub from Kate Somerville. Those are just a taste of what the Winter Editor's Box has in store for you.
You can't let go of that knit throw, can you?
It's become like my binky.
I don't want the knit throw,
oh!
So I want a customizable box.
I see. You
and
want it, yeah.
That's what you can do, which you can customize your box, which is great.
Make it your box, Steve. Make it your box.
My! FabFitFun.com. Use code AWESOME10 at checkout for $10 off your first box.
That is code AWESOME10. AWESOME10 at checkout for $10 off your first box. FabFitFun.com. Over the last couple of weeks, you know, there's this hashtag out in the world. It's like hashtag actors life. You know what I'm talking about? So us as actors, we have interesting experiences sometimes and humiliating experiences mm-hmm. that make us feel cheap, experiences that make us excited. Like one day you might, you know, be at the bottom of the barrel, and the next day you have an audition in one of the big studios and you feel like, hey, I'm here, you know, kind of those things.
So, but for the last
couple of weeks, I had a couple of those where, and you know, the added wrinkle is that I've chosen to live in Northern California. So all of my actor stories comes with a long ass commute.
Drive. Yeah.
So
yeah. You drive a lot, dude. I commend you.
So we were recording, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I had just come from, a great audition. And that was for a new show, and that didn't go any further, which is fine. But then the following week when we were recording, I came down, I drove down last minute for a guest star on a primetime show, and I was driving down on a Thursday night for a Friday morning audition,
mm-hmm.
and Thursday night at around 10:30, mm-hmm. I was on the Interstate 5 freeway.
Yeah.
Coming from Sacramento to Los Angeles. I was going to stop about halfway and get a hotel. I hit something on the freeway.
No, you didn't.
I ran over something on the freeway.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, oh, no. And then, but nothing happened.
Was this the rental car?
Yeah, this is my loaner.
Okay.
And then about 2 minutes later, the tire pressure gauge came on.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, I don't know how bad this is. I'm not sure if this is related to what I hit or if this is just, you know, like
probably,
but I, you know, so, but I'm in the middle of the Central Valley of California where there is nothing, absolutely nothing. Luckily, there's some exits there that have 25 miles between each other, right?
Sure.
It's not like exit with town after town after town after town. No, I was in one of those spots. Luckily, there was a gas station there, so one of the random gas stations, like out in the middle of nowhere. So I was able to park there, and I looked at it, and I could tell that my back left. I tested all of them with their air gauge, and my back left was a little down, but it wasn't like completely flat. So I was like, "What's going on here?" So I filled it up, and then I waited a few minutes, and sure enough, it had gone down again. I was like, "So I called AAA, and with
can you
my."
Can you change a tire?
Oh, I can. But I called AAA just to, if I can change a tire, that's great. But I'm not driving on a spare 100 and 220 miles to LA.
Nah, it'll be fine.
Maybe. But so, so I called AAA and they're like, we can tow you. You know, you have the classic plan. So we can tow you 5 miles. And then I looked at the nearest town was 20 miles away.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I have to be in LA the next morning at 11:30 for an audition. And I'm like, what? Do I had one of those moments where I didn't know what to do. I was like, what, what are my options here? What can I do? I can't get towed somewhere because there's nowhere to be towed to. And even if I did, there's no time in the morning to then find a new tire and make it to my audition. So I can't do that. So, you know, I looked, and it's a loaner, so I don't know what's in, you know, so I looked up, there's a jack and a spare. So I said, you know, thanks very much, AAA. You know, I'll call you if I need you. I jacked up the car, and as soon as I did that, the tire went.
Oh.
I had been sitting on the place where the hole was.
Right.
So it didn't open up all the way, right?
Right.
Yeah. So as soon as I took the pressure off it, blah, blah, blah. So I put on the donut, and I.
You did?
Yeah. That was my driver's ec. My driver's ec? I think I. Driver's ed and home ec. I put together driver's ec.
Cooking and driving.
Oh, awesome. Dude, home ec was the best. I learned so much.
Dude, I did too.
My driver's ed project was replacing a tire. So, and that was a great one. Like, I imagine there are some people that don't know how to do it. And I would advise you.
Probably 9 out of 10 people.
I would advise you to learn. Because number one, it's not hard.
No, it's not.
And number two.
And now it's easier than ever now.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And number two, it'll save you. It'll, you know.
100%.
Well, and you know what? On my old car, when I had a BMW, because that I had a job, they had those run flat tires.
Yeah.
Where you get a flat and it'll, in theory, run for another 40 miles.
Right.
But so that didn't have a spare because it had run flat tires. If I had a run flat tire, I would have been dead.
Like, maybe. But you know? You don't know if it's 40. You could have kept going because my mother-in-law had those on her Corvette.
Yeah.
And they last forever.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you get a big gaping hole, not just like a little.
Fuck, dude.
Then whatever. So I was able to drive. My hotel that I'd booked was only 78 miles from where I was. So I went on the freeway going 50 with my hazards on. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Come on, man.
Yeah, dude.
You're dramatic.
No, it said don't drive.
That's dramatic.
Don't drive faster than 50.
Oh, you are Californian.
Well, I didn't know what to do. There was no margin for error. There was like, I couldn't risk like it not
dude,
working.
I've driven on one of those things for like 6 months.
For real? Of course you have.
Yeah.
You've been 100%. Wearing the same contacts for 2 years. I mean, that's just what you do.
And those worked.
I guess so.
So did the donut, dude. I used to have one on my I had an MG and I had one of those little donuts on literally for 6 months. It was fine.
But
it's a tire.
But
Bradford.
An MG is a little light car. I was in a 2014 Ford Taurus that had a little more weight to it.
Yeah, but it's still they're not going to put something on there that's going to explode.
No, I know. I just, you know, so.
So anyway, you're dramatic.
I get to my hotel and I jack it up to take some pressure off the donut so it doesn't sit on it all night. I thought that was pretty smart.
So funny.
I thought that was pretty smart.
I've never heard anything like this in my life.
So I was just being cautious, right? Because then I called it. I saw that there was a Ford dealership in Bakersfield. So I get up early. I drive to Bakersfield on the donut. I get to the Ford dealership, and they're like, we don't have any tires that fit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You are a Ford dealership. This is a Ford. Give me a freaking tire.
And yeah, no.
Said, we don't have one that fit, but there's a brand name, a big name tire or something like that. One of those down, like less than a mile down the street. I went there. They had a tire and got it on within about a half hour. Cost me some money on this loaner car, which did not make me happy. But I made it to my audition for 11:30 at 11:25.
Oh my gosh.
I had a fantastic appointment. And then a few days later, I got a pin, which in actors, they're like, we're pinning you for this episode.
Oh, meaning they're holding you?
Holding you, yeah. So basically, you know, when they're about to make their decisions, if they have a couple people in mind, or if they just can't book you now, but they want to make sure you're holding your schedule for them, they will put a pin in you, as they say, or put you on hold. And it's exciting because it means, like, I don't know about you, but 50% of the time, it goes to a booking, right?
Yeah, it did a lot when I was put on hold. Majority of the time, I got them. Yeah,
right. So it's like. And so that made that whole experience feel worth it.
Right.
Right?
Did you get it?
No.
There you go, buddy.
The pin was literally released like 3 hours later.
Ah, boo.
So that, like, so boo. Much went into that audition. So much went into that audition. And when you're auditioning for a primetime show and you get to do a scene and you feel like, you know what, I'm showing something here. The casting director is going to remember me. The casting director, I almost booked this job. They put a pin in me. The casting, this is really, even though I didn't book it, it is forward progress, right?
Okay, good.
Right?
I like it.
That feels like forward progress. Cost me a ton of money. Hotel, gas both ways.
No.
New tire. So I invested in that forward progress, but it felt like forward progress. The other thing that happened this week, I drove down for a national commercial, which is something I won't always drive down for commercials, but sometimes the big national ones I do. I got lucky last year. I did a tequila commercial and that was great. And, you know, but sometimes you drive down for these national commercials and it's like, all right, everybody line up and look at the camera and let's show us your profile. Okay. That's it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, totally. And I'm like, I drove down for this. But
they can see your profile on the internet.
Yeah, exactly right. So, but I drove down for it and it was really fun. It was like, it was a real character thing. There was good lines and good script. And so it was really fun. And then I got called back for it, which means I had to drive down
again,
right. And stay in another hotel.
Oh gosh.
So for this one commercial audition, I had 2 round trip, 650-mile drives.
Woo-hoo.
2 hotels.
Yep.
And I didn't get it.
I know. I missed my cue. Did you get it? No. Poor guy.
So it's work, dude. It's yeah, and it, you know, living up here is still worth it to us, but it is funny, these, you know,
that is the actor's life, though. I mean, for you, I mean, that's really. That's like, you know, you go through a lot just to do an audition.
Right.
It's not like you're hopping out your studio apartment, going down the street. Like,
right.
One commercial I did, people love hearing this stuff, is I did one national commercial when I was unemployed. I had in between Out of This World and General Hospital, I had about 2 years of not really working. And I did one commercial, and I did one Chevy commercial, and literally I walked out of my apartment where I was living in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I walked 2 blocks to where it was shooting.
To where it was shooting. Wow.
It shot 2 blocks from my house. I went down. I shot this commercial in less than an hour.
What? How is that even possible?
It was just 2 shots near a Chevy commercial, near a Chevy.
Yeah.
And I literally was home within 2 hours of walking down there.
Oh my gosh.
And I made $50,000 on that commercial.
Dude, that's I feel like that is a bygone era.
Yeah, I think it is, because they used to run those and pick those up all the time.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
And
I even think those people that do the Super Bowl commercials, they pay so much to air those that I'm not sure, you know, sometimes you'll see a Super Bowl commercial that will hang around.
Sure, yeah, the one that gets a little momentum.
They'll just play the crap out of it for the first 3 weeks, and then it'll be done.
Yeah, I had, you know.
Because you don't get, the actors don't get paid more if it runs in the Super Bowl. They're still just, there's scale rates that commercials pay for. Where they air them is up to them. So, you know, you think if you book one, that's going to air a lot, and so that's the hope, right?
Commercials used to pay. I mean, my dad had friends when I was growing up who made a living just from commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, they would make a couple hundred grand a year doing commercials, and you never knew who these people were.
Yeah.
But it would just run they'd get one commercial that would run for 3 years.
Totally.
You know, and they'd be doing 5 commercials a year. I mean, it was crazy, crazy talk, crazy money. So that was the easiest job I ever got, and it was just amazing.
Yeah. You know, a friend of ours, is her dad is used to be the Toyota guy and a Ronald McDonald.
Oh, gosh.
So, I mean, his whole career, he was like the love what you do for me Toyota guy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
He wrote a book on commercial acting because he was the guy. And just, you know, and like, and just a very kind of.
Oh, wait. He was a Toyota guy, but he was in a clown outfit too.
Well, that too. But I mean, that's a pretty good gig too, right?
Well, nobody knows who you are. It's amazing.
Well, yeah. So, but
I'd do Ronald McDonald. Would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Now, wonder who does it now.
Some lucky bastard.
Some lucky clown bastard.
With those big old shoes.
He's drinking
Dude,
in his trailer.
I play a clown in General Hospital. I'm used to it.
Dude, you did play a clown. You think Ronald McDonald's drinking in his trailer like the other clowns?
It's kind of a prerequisite because there is something about clowns where there is happiness, but under the happiness is a deep, deep sadness.
We could do a whole podcast on clowns. So,
that's like the.
I'm not really a fan.
I think we talked about it before. But a clown has to have that. Because if a clown is just like a silly clown, there's no depth to it. And the depthness comes... Depthness? I don't think that's a word.
No, you're making up all kinds of words today, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there? What are you smoking up in Northern California?
I don't know what's in here.
Is that beer or coffee?
Oh, dude, it's coffee, but I put a little... those Williams-Sonoma chocolate shavings in it for hot chocolate.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
That doesn't make it coffee anymore.
It just makes better coffee.
Yeah.
Well, because you know what it is? It's the dregs from this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What totally. Was left over in my because my daughter sang at school today at the Monday prayer service. Sure. She got to sing, and so that was awesome. So I had a to-go coffee, and it was the dregs of that, which was ever left in the pot.
Yes.
And then I put a little more milk to bring it up to the top, and then I was like, I have all this milk in here. I should make it chocolatey and delicious.
You know, because I obviously listen to a lot of – I'm kind of geeking out on some biology and science right now with all these podcasts I'm listening to.
Yeah.
But I listened to an hour podcast on coffee, and there's a lot of great health benefits to coffee.
Thank God.
There are. And the old urban legend of too much coffee, honestly, there's not – unless you're sensitive to caffeine, there's really not such a thing as too much coffee.
Really? Even the acidity of it, it doesn't get to you? No.
It depends. First of all, listen, anytime you can, you want to drink organic.
Sure.
If you can, right?
Right.
3% of this nation's coffee is organic. That's it.
What if it's organic from Trader Joe's, does it count?
It's organic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's organic, you're good to go.
All right, cool.
You know, but the other, because this guy I was listening to, he did a bunch of tests. They tested all the top brand coffees and... And, you know, with the travel time and the beans and the pesticides, there was some nasty stuff on those things, dude. Mold.
Yeah.
So if you can get organic,
sure,
that definitely is the way to go
All right.
for your health.
I feel good about it.
But Deepak Chopra's brother is a huge advocate of – he thinks coffee is probably one of the best liquids that you can drink.
Really?
Yeah, just because there's a lot of great antioxidants in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great things for you in coffee. And it kind of got a bad rap. He said everything you heard about, you know, heart attacks, all that is not true. It's actually the opposite. So obviously do your own research before you go drink 50 cups of coffee. But,
dude,
you know, doing two, to three to four coffees a day is not bad.
Oh, thank God.
Because I drink that sometimes and I'm like, is this bad? And
I know.
You know, and obviously being in health and fitness, I want to make sure that everything that I take or I'm abiding by has some type of science behind it.
Sure.
Where it's not bro science, as they call it.
Can you listen to some podcasts on red wine for me?
Yeah, you're not going to like what I hear.
Dang it.
Sorry, dude.
Dang it. Antioxidants and whatnot.
Yeah, but there's the problem is the other chemicals that are in there, Brad. I know,
but
we're going to get into it though. There are wines that are made, you know, they do have wines that strip all those chemicals off because you're allowed to put like 80 chemicals into red wine in California.
Delicious chemicals.
A lot of them are carcinogens. I mean, listen, dude, I'm just really fascinated with this stuff, obviously. And I'm getting more and more fascinated with it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how to clean up diets, clean up, you know, exercise and, you know, I'm doing some experimenting with fasting now. So it's just
sounds like a blast.
It is actually a blast. It's really interesting.
So for tweets of the week today, we have some I have some special edition Super Bowl ones because not only do people hate us sometimes, they hate my team. And
yeah, I know your team gets a lot of hate.
It's true. So I thought,
I mean, it might get more hate than the Cowboys.
Oh, nowadays for sure.
Oh yeah, the Cowboys, I mean, they're not even, that's not really even America's team anymore, is it?
I don't.
If you had to pick right now,
yeah,
who would you say America's team is? If you had to pick,
the Chiefs.
The Saints. I would say the Saints. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Saints. You're right.
I would say the Saints. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just the fact what they went through in New Orleans and they all stuck together and,
yeah.
and that team and that city was held together by not
totally.
Held together
if
by the Saints.
They're easy to root for. The year that they won the Super Bowl.
Oh man, how could you root against them, dude?
It's like when the Yankees won the World Series after 9/11, like that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just you can't help but root for that. And so
that
I think
emotional.
Yeah, certainly yeah. not the Patriots. We may have the colors of red, white, and blue. Man.
Well, you did have the colors red, white, and blue back in the day.
Yeah, the throwback uniforms are great.
Now
I love
so
that guy. I love that guy with yeah. the... Oh,
yeah, totally. You mean you love the Patriot?
Yeah, the Patriot, yeah.
I love that guy.
Because well, now the guy... Now it's more of a logo, yeah. right?
It was a dude, yeah.
It was a dude. And the dude just looked kind of like a little salty. Like,
yeah.
Friggin' Sully from Southie, and you know,
that's
you're
right.
It was the guy you wanted to have a friggin' beer with, you know. So I'm gonna read some anti Bradford, anti Patriot tweets.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm maybe not necessarily anti Bradford, but those will come. Bradford got those cheaters, Patriots should have been the KC Chiefs playing instead. Okay. All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we won.
That's what my son says. He goes, Dad, they're cheaters. How could you like them?
Gosh.
I was the only person in the house who was saying, yeah, the Patriots, that's cool. You know, let them win. And they're like, everyone was anti. I was like, come on, guys. Go ahead.
Sorry, I don't respect your team. Michael Jordan is the title of the GOAT because he led his team to championships and won them fair and square. Tom Brady had deflated balls. And a coach who viewed other teams' playbooks and other shady dealings. Yeah, well, they won.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, I know. All this stuff is debatable. We could have John Kincaid on to debate them with us. This one is F Tom Brady, racist Trump supporter.
Oh my gosh, dude!
No, we don't get into that on our show. You know, there is something.
Listen,
and I think you know there is a healthy separation. Between, and this is debatable too, you know, actors, artists, athletes,
yes.
you can choose to be fans of them, of the work they do, and you can choose to either be aware of who they are as people and what they do in their private life, or you cannot. And, you know, there are certain, you know, and that is debatable. Right. You can some people say they aren't mutually exclusive. Some people do. And, you know, that's everybody's choice. I, you know, the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, they are part of my upbringing. They're part of my childhood. I root for the Patriots. And athletes come and go. Granted, he's been there for most of my
19
life.
Years.
Half
Who, Tom
a little,
Brady?
A little over half of my life, yeah.
Yeah, 19 years.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a debate. You know, we don't bring our private beliefs into this because we are entertainers. That is our primary function, and we leave it at that.
All I can say is Tom Brady is huge,
huge, huge.
You got a good mean tweet about me, dude. Come on, man. I'm feeling good today.
Over the last 3 weeks, we had always had good names for you. Someone came up with a good nickname for me. You know, I was on the show last week. And I put a little tweet out saying, you know, hey, everybody, it's nice to see you. And I got a lot of positive feedback. And that
you
was
did get a lot
really,
of
really
feedback.
Nice.
Yes.
There were a few non-positive And
well, because you interrupted Jason and Sam again, you bastard.
No, that I don't think that was it.
No, I know that wasn't it, but that's what I'm saying, you bastard. Yeah.
So this one I appreciate because some of these, a couple of these are just very succinct. Now, this woman says, so in response to, "Hello, friends, nice to see you and be seen." Ugh, Chinless is back. Chinless.
Oh, wow. And, oh, man, and that hurts.
And in the picture that I, my whatever this is, this little chin dressing.
Yes.
Makes it. So this person must remember what I look like without this.
Yeah, because you don't look chinless right now.
I look pretty chin full.
Yes, you do. Full of chin.
Full of chin.
Yes.
Full of chin.
Yeah, you do actually. Like that's a good little thing you got going there.
I'm not sure. Like it. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But for as of right now, when I shave it, I can't look at my face.
Dude, come on.
No,
man.
No. It just it's jarring to me when I don't have it now because my chin is gone. It's just gone.
The man with no chin. There he is. Wow. Ouch. Don't do that again, please.
My speaker.
I'm scarred.
So thank you for that. This is good too. Isn't Spinelli a nearly 40-year-old man with a child and partner? Why does he act like a kid who just dropped out of college?
Gosh.
Well, he's super smart, so he dropped out of his technical school because he had learned everything he needed to learn. And then here's this one. Speaking of succinct, yes. Just straight to the point. Hello, friends. Nice to see you and be seen. Go F yourself.
Hey. You gotta. That's definitely somebody from the East Coast.
Oh man,
that is just like, straight to the point. That's F you, Spinelli.
I mean,
that is amazing. I love that.
Well, here's the thing.
That's fun.
I kind of look at that tweet as like me, Bradford, saying hello to the viewing audience of our show, and just saying, sure. Hey, it's nice to be back among you. Right?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
So when amazing. This person just tells me to F off, like it just doesn't seem to match up. Hi, how are you? F off. Like, oh my God. It's
F off on Twitter all day long.
I just don't know. Like I think that is someone that maybe isn't keeping the actor separate from the character.
Really?
That's a symptom of. All right, Steve, we have a question here that is directed to you. I know you felt a little, I know you don't, it's hard for you to not be the center of attention. So, this is from EJ Cole.
Okay. EJ, what's up, EJ?
She thinks she's like, she has a bunch of questions, but this one I think you're like, have the two of you ever thought about doing a TV sitcom? Example, your podcast, home life perhaps, comical kids, fun parents, flaky spoofs, other jobs and challenges. She'd watch. What do you think? Should we do a sitcom, bud?
I think we would have, after being on the road and doing what we've been doing, I think it would be a natural fit.
Absolutely.
I think The Odd Couple has been taken, so we have to figure something else out.
Yeah. Well, we are our own original new thing. We are not a takeoff of anything else. I do not believe.
I think if we live together, just like we could have just a reality show of living together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Honestly, that's really all we need. We don't even need to script it.
I know.
Just need to cut, you know, trim the fat and cut it down a little bit. But remember when we did the live where you were cooking? That was awesome.
That was awesome. I loved it.
When you were cooking for me?
Yeah.
Like my wife, I love you.
That would be.
But I think it would be fun, man. Sitcoms would be, it'd be amazing to do, but I think we'd have a fun time. We've talked about doing stuff, whether it's a web series or something. We've talked about it recently too.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to do something. Would you love to do it or what?
Oh man, it'd be awesome. Yeah. We're trying to find the right kind of medium to tell the stories we want to tell, and whether or not it would be a movie, whether or not it would be an ongoing series or like an episodic of, of whether it's, it would have to be Stephen Bradford on a case. We couldn't use our characters from the show.
No, it would just be us. Yeah. It would have to be us hitting the road or doing something on the road, solving crimes or.
So it would.
Or me saving you.
You know, that's interesting. Every week. If you guys were to, as you know, as viewers of the content that we make, what would you like? Would you like an ongoing thing, or would you want to see us in a movie? Yeah, that's
that'd be interesting, because you could do a web series where you do, you know, we can shoot something that has that moves, right?
So
you could do a 10 minute snip every week.
Yeah.
Or you could do, you know, go do a movie that we've talked about.
Right.
You know, go do a fun little buddy cop movie or something.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what people would rather see.
Yeah.
If they'd want to see anything.
If they want to see anything at all.
We see you dumbasses enough. We don't need to see you anymore. So, dude.
Yeah.
We're going on the road.
Yeah, dude.
April.
It's very exciting. Oh, and we just added a private dinner in LA in March.
Oh, correct. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we did that. So that's super cool. So Thursday, March 21st, for you LA folks, we are going to have another private dinner. We've had a couple in the past, and we just have so much fun. But the new wrinkle for this one is we are going to attempt to record a live podcast there.
Yes, we are.
There are a couple things that'll be out of our control, like sound. We're gonna do our best. And whether it's just a Q&A session that we'll get on tape, or whether we get the whole podcast on tape there, we're going to do our best and see what we get. But even if we get nothing, it'll still be fun to be with all of you guys. So that's March 21st.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be cool. Cause we get to get live questions, which is
live
cool.
Questions would be great.
You know,
totally great. And you got to actually hear the question asker.
That's right.
So that'll be
That'd
super
be cool.
fun. And then mid-April, yeah. we're hitting the road in a crazy, crazy pattern. We're starting on a Saturday in San Francisco.
Yep.
A Sunday in Sacramento.
Yes.
A Monday in Grand Rapids. So
okay,
yeah.
so here's the
April
deal.
April 13th, listen, Saturday. Yeah.
Michigan, listen to me. Listen up. Listen. Uh-oh. We've been trying for a long time to come to Michigan. Okay. So Detroit, there was no club there that would take us. So we had to go Grand Rapids. So if you live in Detroit, get in your car.
That's
and
not
come
to say
up.
Grand Rapids was a second choice, but it was kind of a second
no,
choice.
No, it actually, no. Because when we first started, you're such an idiot. When we first started looking, it was Detroit because Detroit was more central.
Sure.
And then Linda had a place up in Grand Rapids. So Grand Rapids made it happen. Thank you, Grand Rapids. Detroit people drive. We can't wait to see you. What's after Detroit?
Yeah. So this all starts on Saturday, April 13th in San Francisco, the 14th in Sacramento, the 15th in Grand Rapids, the 16th in Columbus, Ohio, the 17th, which is a Wednesday, in Rosemont out by O'Hare, Chicago, Illinois, Thursday, the 18th in Kansas City, Friday, April 19th, we're doing a private dinner in St. Louis. Private dinners, Friday nights, we can't get clubs. They don't give us Friday nights. So that
right.
Some people say, why aren't you doing a show in St. Louis? That's the reason we can't get a club on Friday night, because that's their big night for real comedians. But we still want to see you, and so this is our way of doing that. So we're going to have a private dinner in St. Louis, and then Saturday, we will be in Denver.
Denver.
Colorado.
Denver, we made it.
We made it. So we're going to be hitting a bunch of different areas of the country. We're going to do the West Coast, the Midwest, the Rockies. It's
yeah, buddy.
Pretty nuts. So amazing. We're going to be all over. But thank you, guys. Thank you for putting up with our sports ball talk.
Yeah, football talk today. Sorry, ladies. We love you. Gentlemen, I know you were listening to. So
all
thank
five,
you guys.
All five of you guys, thank you.
All one of you. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening to That's Awesome and supporting us. And we can't wait to see you on the road. And of course, we'll see you back here next week. As you rev up your engines with the start of NASCAR racing season, Podcast One is your pit stop for the best car podcasting around.
Team up with Adam Carolla and friends on CarCast as they explore all aspects of the automotive space, from car buying to news about the industry.
Then drive into motorsport talk with Shift and Steer.
Then stop by Spike's Car Radio as comedy writer Spike Feuerstein hosts a roundtable with his celebrity friends about all things cars.
Download CarCast and Spike's Car Radio every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.